Jews from all over Europe would then be transported there. Many, Heydrich pointed out in this typical cold, icy way that he had, would die in transport. Others would work as slave labor. Others would simply be eliminated immediately upon arrival, those who were unfit for slave labor, who could not be of any use to the regime. The victims would be killed in specially constructed gas chambers. This, Heydrich explained, would provide the total solution so long sought by the National Socialist regime to the Jewish problem in Europe. In the aftermath of the Wannsee Conference, these camps, Vernichtungslager, were constructed at Chełmno near Łódź, Belchik near Lublin in March of 1942. Treblinka, 50 miles from Warsaw, would begin its ghastly operations in July of 1942. Bergen-Belsen, and of course, the camp at Auschwitz. The need for secrecy was emphasized, relentlessly emphasized by the SS, the organization which would be charged with actually carrying out, executing Heydrich's plan. Secrecy was of paramount importance for three reasons. The regime wished to avoid Allied propaganda. It didn't want the Allies to know about this plan to mobilize international opinion against the regime. Equally important, indeed I think more important for the Nazis, was that so much of this process depended upon the ignorance of the victims. The victims could not know what their fate would be. Those Jews who were rounded up in Germany, in Holland, France, and Czechoslovakia, later in Hungary, were told that they were to be resettled. They were to collect their belongings. In many cases, elaborate ruses were maintained. Be sure and keep put name tags on your baggage. Keep your claim check for the baggage. You'll retrieve it at your destination. An elaborate ruse maintained in order to encourage cooperation on the part of the victims. Ignorance of the victims was absolutely essential to the smooth running, the efficient running of this unspeakable National Socialist plan. And finally, Himmler, Heydrich, and others within the high command of the SS would emphasize over and over again in 1941, 42, 43, was that the German population, insofar as it was possible, had to be kept in the dark about the final solution as well. The Germans, Himmler believed, were simply not ready for just such extreme measures. There's a very, very famous speech that Himmler gave, a top secret speech, needless to say, to SS officials in Poznan in 1944, in which he says, "I understand the strains that you're under. This is a heroic task that you have been given. It is a thankless task. It is a glorious page in the history of German history, and you have been charged with carrying it out, of executing it, but it is a page of our history which must never be written, must be kept secret." Nonetheless, of course, anything on this kind of scale, rumors abounded of the fate awaiting Jews in the East. The process of killing in this mechanized fashion would begin then in the spring of 1942. One usually associates the Holocaust, I think, with this phase of Nazi mass murder, that is, of the concentration camps, the gas chambers, the crematoria. But in fact, the Holocaust had begun with the invasion of the Soviet Union in the summer of 1941 and the operation of the Einsatzgruppen. This is simply a new phase of that terrible program. The process of killing would be the same. There would be some variations from camp to camp, but the entire process was to proceed along certain basic guidelines. Jews arriving on the trains would be ushered out onto a platform. At that point, about 10% would be selected for work.